With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. has approved $20 billion in weapon sales to Israel.
The State Department says the U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. Congress was notified of the impending sale, which includes more than 50 F-15 fighter jets. The long-term sale comes at a time of intense concern that Israel may become involved in a wider Middle East war. The Biden administration has had to balance its continued support for Israel with a growing number of calls from lawmakers and the U.S. public to curb military support there due to the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
Democrats like Tim Walz, but other voters not so much. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
Democratic voters are overwhelmingly pleased with Kamala Harris's choice of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential running mate, but Republicans and independents are less impressed. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 42% of likely U.S. voters view Walz favorably, including 27% with a very favorable impression. However, an equal 42% have an unfavorable opinion of Walz, with 32% who hold a very unfavorable view of him. Another 17% are not sure. The survey of 1,091 U.S. voters was conducted between August 7th and 8th and August 11th as well. The margin of error was plus or minus 3%. I'm Bernie Bennett.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is sending letters to school districts urging them to restrict smartphone use on campuses. In South Carolina, education officials delayed guidelines to restrict student phone use, but expect to finalize them next month. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 408 points. The Nasdaq rose 407, with the S&P 500 index advancing by 90 points. This is SRN News. Where do you think the most religious people on earth are?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, the answer is Africa. 90% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa say religion is very important in their lives. Latin America and the Middle East are the second and third most religious regions around the globe. And who comes in last? Europe. The Far East is a mixed bag, with Japan the least religious and Indonesia the most. The U.S. is less religious than the global average. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Capitol Police have declined to investigate the leak of a state Supreme Court abortion order in June, citing a conflict of interest. However, Chief Justice Annette Ziegler is pursuing other options. Ziegler called for the investigation on June 26th after the leak of a draft order that showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood. It seeks to declare access to abortion a right protected by the state. This is SRN News. Signs of inflation dipped last month, correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Wholesale price increases in the U.S. eased last month. That suggests inflation pressures are further cooling as the Federal Reserve moves closer to cutting interest rates. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.1% from June to July and 2.2% from a year ago. The producer price index can provide an early sign of where consumer inflation is heading. I'm Shelley Adler.
Starbucks named Chipotle's Brian Niccol to be its new chairman and CEO on Tuesday. The Seattle coffee giant has been struggling with fading sales and hopes Niccol can engineer a turnaround. Niccol joined Chipotle in 2018 on the heels of a food poisoning crisis. More details at srnnews.com.